Thank you, Brenda. So as Nagar said, my name is Jennifer Bryce. Some of you know me from the SSR2, some of you know me from organizational reviews, and I'm excited to be working with you all on this project going forward. I'm based in London, but I spend quite a bit of time here in LA as well, so nice to meet you all. And with that, I will hand it over to Brenda, who will do the the roll call. So, sorry. So I'm Jennifer, as I said, we'll do a quick round the table. If everybody could just say their name into the microphone, that would be great. Thank you. Larissa?
Good morning, everybody. Larissa Gurnick. I'm part of the ICANN org team.
Sébastien Bachelet, member of this review team at large. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Jacques Blanc, part of the GNSO and Registrar Stakeholder Group and Director of ProDomain and Accredited ICANN Registrar.
Good morning. I'm Jaap Akkerhuis from NLNet Labs from Amsterdam. And for the purpose here is that I'm from the ESSAC Director.
Good morning, everybody. Cheryl Langdon Orr from Australia. In this capacity, I'm here via the At-Large Advisory Committee, along with several others around this table, and I've got the honour of serving as one of the co-chairs of this review team.
Pat Kane from GNSO, Registry Stakeholder Group. I'm with VeriSign, also co-chair.
Osvaldo Novoa from Uruguay. I represent the ISPCP constituency.
Vandes Cartesini from Brazil. I'm from ALAC here.
Wolfgang Kleinwächter. I'm representing the non-commercial stakeholder group via the GNSO Council.
Demi Gieczko from Brazil, in this meeting representing the CCNSO delegate.
Casey Claffrey from UC San Diego and representing ESSEC.
Daniel Nangaka from Uganda. I'm also representing ATLAJ and a member of AFRALO.
Martin Bulteman, appointed by the board to join you as a team member.
Teresa Swinehart, I oversee the Strategy and Strategic Initiatives team, so this team here. So all of their successes are theirs, and anything that you have challenges with is my fault. So with that, thank you. Thank you all for being here and for coming the distance, and look forward to the work with this group.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. Nagar Farzini, I'm from ICANN org as well, working on the specific reviews. Looking forward to working with all of you on a successful meeting. And with that, Jennifer, I think you have a few more remarks.
I do, thank you. We have a couple of review team members joining us remotely online. We have Erica, Michael, Ramit, and Tola. Hi, everyone online. Hopefully you can hear us okay, and you should be able to speak as well, too, during the meeting. We will be sure to monitor the chat room as well and read out any remarks that you type in. Additionally, we've got the observers room. At the moment, we have one observer, Jim Prendergast. So for those of you in the room here, the left-hand screen is the review team Adobe Connect. And on the right-hand side, that's the observers. So again, you should be able to see the chat, but we will be sure to read out any comments from observers. Just remember, please, to state your name before speaking for the record, and remember that the meeting is being recorded. And with that, I think I will hand it over to Teresa, who has some opening remarks. Thanks.
So first of all, as I said, thank you for volunteering for this. I know it's a lot of work, and it's work to be covered in a fairly short period of time, namely sort of the year timeline that this review has the unique aspect of. I was reflecting a little bit this morning about why this one is particularly important, and it's really The first ATRT review or specific review after the IANA transition. But what's quite unique about it is that it's not immediately after the transition, but rather some time has passed. And so there's an opportunity also to be seeing, you know, from the accountability mechanisms that have been put into place with regards to the transition and everything else, how are things going? We have enough of a window to see how things have operationalized, how they functioned. Are there some things that could be looked at or gaps or whatever it might be? Not to, I know you're going to be discussing your focus area, but from that standpoint, I think it is a unique opportunity to have had that window of time to see how things have implemented and how things are being effective. I think it's also a great opportunity to be looking at which recommendations would have the most impact, which ones would be nice, and then which ones might have also interdependencies with other areas of work that occurs within the different accountability structures of the organization that might be able to be leveraged there as part of that work. And certainly we are very happy to be helpful in any way from an ICANN org standpoint to help flag any interdependencies or any other work that might be occurring in other accountability mechanisms, if that's helpful throughout your discussions and considerations. There's also some other interdependencies that relate to what you're doing. There's the operating standards that are currently under finalization, and so the opportunity to be utilizing those. There's also the Workstream 2 recommendations that are currently under discussion and then will be looked at towards implementation, including the prioritization of implementation discussion with the community. And some of those topics may have interdependencies with some of your discussions. And then, as you're aware, we have engaged Brian Cute to undertake some work on the evolution of the multi-stakeholder model in the context of looking at some very specific issues that the community has identified and looking at possible work plans towards those. Now, those are very issue-specific and identified by the community, and those discussions will be occurring over the course of this year. But another example of an interdependency that might be helpful to both inform your discussions but also help with determining where the prioritizations might be or the gaps might be. So with that, I do want to thank the team within ICANN.org that's supporting this. While you have this team here, there is very strong coordination across the organization on the internal side with both different subject matter experts as far as helping to inform your discussions as needed and also just helping provide you with any information, whether it's estimates on, you know, a resourcing issue or anything else around that standpoint. So this is your team here, but just I wanted you to be aware there's strong coordination internally to support this group. There's also, and Martin, I'm sure we'll touch on this, strong coordination with a board caucus group and with Martin to ensure that this team has the continued support as you're undergoing your discussions. So with that, thank you very much. And if I can do anything, I think all of you know how to reach me directly, and don't hesitate if I can be of any help or do anything. So thanks.
So maybe at this point it's useful to tell a little bit about the board's support to us. Yes, like is good practice for these kind of important interaction with the community, we've set up a caucus group in the board as well. This is the group of board members that will keep me honest and aware of things, and also will help to prepare for board meetings when they're there. This consists of Avery Doria, Leon Sanchez, Becky Burr, and one more. We'll find that. Board is very much looking forward and aware of the important role of ATRT and that it interacts with a lot of the other activities. So very willing to give also advice or guidance at request at any point in time. And we'll make sure that we continue to be aware of interactions with other things moving.
Martinez Manal.
Manal Ismail has agreed. So we really have a full set of commercial house, of contracted house, non-contracted house, and even the GAC in that. So I'm very happy with that support group.
Thank you, Wolfgang, for the record. Cheryl asked me after our last telco to say some words, short words about the history of ADRT, because I think this is important, because this review team is a little bit different from the other reviews. People who has been involved in the years after the World Summit on the Information Society, remember that governments ask the question, who oversees ICANN? So the idea was even the European Commission proposed an intergovernmental oversight body over ICANN. And the AOC then came up with an alternative proposal and said, you know, we organize a multi-stakeholder oversight. There is no need for an intergovernmental oversight. And the oversight for ICANN, you know, was defined in the affirmation of commitment. And there were two innovations in it. The first innovation was we do not need a permanent oversight body. We do it on a rotation basis so that we do not have, you know, another board of the board. So that means that's why we have one, two, three. And the second thing was, you know, we have not a centralized oversight body. It's decentralized. Three, four issues, competition, consumer trust, security, and who is. And the ATRT was seen as the oversight body for the board and ICANN as a whole. So that, I think this is important, that, and this confirms what Teresa has just said. This is the first ATRT after the YANA transition, and it's the special responsibility of this review team to look into whether the new model works, so whether the empowered community works. So that means we should not go too much into details of other issues, because this is covered by other review teams and others. Our main issue is the big questions, whether the model as a whole works, and, you know, does the board do a good job, and if not, what can be improved? So I think these are in the key issues, and while in the new bylaws, you know, it's not so clear anymore what was the idea behind the AOC, but more or less it's still the idea behind the ATRT that to have an oversight body, decentralized rotation basis, and ATRT is on the top of all the few teams. I think one of the questions here is asked also, you know, what about the hierarchies among the review teams, and I think my intervention hopefully clears this a little bit. Thank you.
Cheryl Langdon, off the record, it certainly does, and thank you, Wolfgang. You're making an absolutely perfect segue to our next agenda item. Just for the record, I've just typed into the chat, and I'd encourage everyone, even if you're in the room in Los Angeles, to also be in the Adobe Connect and the Adobe Connect chat. If you have an update to your SOI, I suggest that's where you put it in. And if there is any housekeeping, other than, of course, whether or not we hear an emergency alarm and need to evacuate, in which case you'll do as instructed by staff. I think that covers it. we will also put those housekeeping things in there. I'm trying to buy back time off our agenda. Go ahead, Nega.
Tola has a hand raised in the room. Tola, go ahead, please.
Tola, if you're speaking, we can't hear you.
Okay, Cheryl Langdon, off the record. Tola, if you could type your intervention and work with Brenda, who is the magician on all things back end of AC, to make sure that you've got your audio all fine, and anyone else who's in the remote participation situation, I'd encourage you to also work with Brenda to double check, if not now during our morning break, and we will be having a morning break later. So, Tyler, we note your hand up, type what you need to so we can move on with our agenda items. With that, the only other thing out of our introduction administrivia for this morning that we need to do before I give Pat the microphone to do some intelligent opening remarks as opposed to my filibustering is to see if anyone has any issue or suggestion for change for today's agenda. So just asking you all to look to the agenda for today, which was discussed at our last meeting, and to let us know if there is any additional items anyone wishes to put down. I see Sebastian, although perhaps not on that matter. Sebastian, it's hard to see you in the corner with just your tent card up, so would those around the table also take advantage of raising their hands in the Adobe Connect room as well? Over to you, Sebastian.
Yes, thank you. As some of you may know, we have some disagreement with the way this working group has started and its conduct. The question for me is to know when it could be discussed. Since when I arrived yesterday, I learned that the ombudsman may be on the building tomorrow and after tomorrow. I would like to suggest that we find a time when he will be here. I didn't ask him to be here, but I think it will be easier if he's in the room and not having feedback on what's happened from different people here, but directly here. And I suggest to postpone my intervention on that when it will be available, if you agree with that. Thank you very much.
Sebastian, Cheryl Langdon for the record, and I'm quite sure most of the table is unsure what you're referring to, but I take it from your intervention that you're asking for time in tomorrow's agenda when the ICANN Ombudsman is possibly present to make some sort of intervention based on a issue you raised with the Ombuds Office, which I suspect Pat, myself and staff are aware of, but I do not believe has been publicised for the rest of the team. In that case, Pat and I will find a spot for that tomorrow and check with Herb to ensure that a few minutes of our time is allocated for that. But with that, Pat, I would suggest, unless there's somebody else who has something for today's agenda, as opposed to tomorrow or the next day's agenda, if you want to bring everybody up to speed on where we think we're going to be going in our general objectives, which have... And back to you, Sebastian.
Yeah, and I personally have some difficulty. Once again, I say that at the last informal meeting in when we face-to-face, the mail I received from ICANN staff, I can't open the files, and sometimes I don't see that it's for me as it's written for somebody from the group and not for the full list. Therefore, I think that there are something to save and to solve in that issue, and some other housekeeping could be taken into account later on, please, regarding the hotel, for example. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. Cheryl Langdon for the record. I'm recognizing Nagar. Please, go ahead.
Thank you, Cheryl. I just wanted to note Sebastian's comments. Thank you. The file issue that you have noted back in Kobe as well, this is something that we've been having our IT team work with Job to troubleshoot. Hopefully he can provide an update as to where things are at, but we can definitely continue to look at that to make sure that you get proper access to everything. The hotel issue was also noted by Cheryl yesterday. We are as well looking into that to ensure that we don't have issues like that occurring again in the future. But please, if something does come up, do let us know. We are more than happy to look into it and try to prevent these things from happening if possible. Job, go ahead, please, if you have an update.
Yeah, and I looked with the support staff and Jean-Baptiste to the issue. The problem is caused by two different root problems. One is that the Apple mailer doesn't understand its own file system, and the other one is that Jean-Baptiste mailer insists in throwing in useless statements about the Apple file system. So if you use mail app, I mean, you're out of luck. And together with someone from support, he actually is in contact with both of those vendors and he has made some adjustment to Jean-Baptiste's mailer so it doesn't spit out these useless broken file system stuff. So for the time being, the whole problem is solved. I haven't seen it happening after that at all, so I guess the workaround works fine.
I am still having trouble. Sebastian,
noted, and can I encourage you then to continue to work directly with staff and YARP's expertise to fix that issue, Sebastian, and the same goes for anyone else, whether they're in the room or remotely. With this, Pat's time has even shrunk more than it was going to be. Let's see if we can frame our agenda and objectives.
Thank you, Cheryl. This is Pat. So for the next 3 days, really our objective is to frame the terms of reference and put together a work plan by the end of that. So to that objective, we're focused today really on what the scope of our work is going to look like so that we can make some progress on the terms of reference. But I'd also like for us to consider how we want to make our recommendations given some of the conversation that happened in Kobe around the CCTRT review and the 37 recommendations that they made, and recognizing that there's a request to take a look at what can financially be done or what fiscally we can accomplish and how bundles might be interesting or not interesting, or do we want to just take a look at line items. So for today, again, I'd like to take a look at scope. I'd like to take a look at how the scope items are related to each other, and then take a look at how we want to present our recommendations, so we're driving towards that.
Okay, and I think that actually very cleverly brings us almost perfectly back on track with having started a little later than we should have to all but 5 minutes on our schedule. It is, Pat, my intention to try and keep to schedule with our sessions over these next 3 days, which, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you in the room, means when you come back from a morning break, we will be starting on time, whether you are in the room or not. Therefore, do please your best to be back here in the room. Those who are remote will be expecting us to be doing certain topics at certain times. We may change that with notice, but we're going to try and get this train at least to stay on the track and, heavens forbid, even run on time all the way through to 12 months down the track. So with that, it should bring us then, and I want to thank Wolfgang in particular for the segue material he gave us with the history, to looking now at some of the particular items that we have discussed. We now need to agree upon them in terms of where the scope is going to be. We're going to drill down and make sure that we understand the specific review processes. Not everybody on this accountability review team has been part of other specific review processes. Some people in the wilds of the community writ large don't always understand the difference between an organisational review, which takes an enormous amount of ICANN's time, and the specific review processes, which is what Wolfgang was indeed referring to. I hope when I turn my head the mic is still picking up my parade ground voice. Okay, I can project and come back if needs be, so just wave at me if needs be. So to that end, even though it will be a review of what you know for some of you, I believe staff's got a few things to take us through in terms of understanding what the specific review processes is, and then we're going to jump right into then getting into the work plan, and you'll see some exercises around the wall. I'm not sure how we're going to manage that to the remote participants, but we'll sort something out. Nega, you've got a plan there, have you, my dear?
I was just going to note that the process has been put out in the presentation slide deck, so we'll walk through it and we'll speak to it. It will be easy for everyone to follow.
Fantastic. Thanks, Nega. Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record. There will be a transcript record, by the way, so what you say, do remember, will be taken down and can be held against you. Speak slowly, speak clearly, speak as unambiguously as possible, and try and remember to use your name each time you make an intervention. So with that, I think we're up to heading to the next slide and running through understanding the specific review processes. And who's taking that?
Thanks, Cheryl. It's Jennifer. I can walk through this. So welcome to the specific review. I will talk you through some of the processes because, as Cheryl mentioned, this, I understand, is new to some of you. So I guess the first and most important thing to note is that these specific reviews are mandated by ICANN's bylaws. And so as I think Wolfgang noted, this is the first ATRT review since the new bylaws came into effect in October 2017. So there are three other specific reviews, the SSR2, which is the Security, Stability and Resiliency, the Competition, Consumer Trust and Consumer Choice Review, which I'm sure you all have heard about, very famously lots of activity in Kobe, and the Registration Directory Service review, which is the RDS review. So I should just note, ICANN also has organizational reviews, which are run by independent examiners and not volunteer review teams like the specific reviews are. And those reviews look at ICANN's supporting organizations and advisory committees, as well as the NOMCOM. And please, by the way, feel free to ask questions throughout the review, or you can save them, or throughout the slides, I'm sorry, or you can save them to the end if you would prefer. So, focusing on the specific reviews, there are 7 phases for the specific reviews, and you'll be glad to know that we're already in phase 3. Woohoo! So that was easy, wasn't it? Congratulations. Unfortunately, phase 3 and phase 4 are going to be a little bit more work for you all. Yeah, exactly.
Just 9 months or so.
Although saying that, hopefully in the 3 days we'll achieve quite a lot of phase 3 as well, and that is planning of the review. So quickly, the pre-planning and the initialization and selection, I'm not going to spend any time on those. You've already been through that process whereby you all have been selected for the review team. So congratulations. And now phase 3 is planning. And so this is where you all will spend time developing your terms of reference, your scope, and how you actually plan to achieve that work in the 1 year that you have to do it. And then the conducting the review, once you've laid out the plan, the conducting of the review includes, you know, the homework part. So the research, the analysis, any interviews that you may wish to do with ICANN organization or anybody else for that matter, and developing your recommendations. And then phase 5, the board consideration of the final report, and phase 6 and 7 is the implementation and ongoing support for the implementation of those recommendations. So really for you all, phase 3 and 4 and are where the work is, and then 5 and 6 are more observation exercises, I suppose. So again, I'm going to skip this slide. This is the pre-planning and the initialization and selection of the review. I think I already covered quite a lot of this in my introduction, but so phase 3, you will spend time on your work plan and the terms of reference, both of which are have been asked for in the board resolution. And I believe the 3rd of June is the date for when the review team will be sharing those with the ICANN board. ICANN organization's role in the planning process is to work with you all to communicate the project budget envelope, which I believe has already happened, and coordinate the sort of administrative parts of joining the review, the statements of interest and the confidential disclosure agreement. So once you have agreed on your scope of work and your terms of reference, you will share those with the ICANN board. And the ICANN board's role there is just to check that the scope of work and the terms of reference and the work plan are in line with the what's asked for in the bylaws and are achievable and realistic. And then, as Martin referred to earlier, there's a he is here to help, and also the caucus group as well. So moving on. to phase four, which is the conducting the review. ICANN organization's role is to help you all to coordinate your analysis and data collection. Nagar and I and the rest of the team can help you to meet with anybody that you wish to speak with within the organization. We will be delivering to you, I believe, in mid-April, the outcomes of the second ATRT review, which is one item that you'll be looking at as part of your review. And usually in the phase four, conducting the review team might determine if any external resources are required. And you can work with us on the budget there to, if there's any a technical writer, for example, or somebody else, a third party that you might want to hire in. And at that point, if that's the case, then the review team will help to provide input into what exactly, who exactly you need, the skill sets that you need. The SONACs throughout the process will be expecting periodic updates from you all, and I believe you all are looking at the outreach plan as part of today's agenda quickly. All the review team members have been appointed by an SONAC, and so it's expected that you'll report back to your SORAC throughout the review. The OEC at the same time will also kind of oversee, help make sure that everything is keeping in line with the bylaw requirements, and if anything is veering off course in terms of if it looks like the review team is going outside of its scope, they will, you know, have a conversation with you all, and it's a two-way process as well. It's expected that ICANN organization and the board and you all will have a dialogue throughout to make sure everything stays on track. So moving on then to formulating your findings. So after you've done the research, you'll formulate your findings based on your observations. And we will, ICANN organization will take a role there in coordinating with subject matter experts to share the initial findings and help input to the feasibility, any potential conflicts with any existing policies or recommendations. As you know, there's some other review teams carrying out their work as well. So we can help there to make sure there's minimal crossover and that the recommendations that are developed will be feasible. And throughout all of this as well, I should say the community will, well, I already mentioned you'll be providing updates, but obviously there's the ICANN meeting in Marrakesh, which I understand that you will all be meeting with the community, sharing your work and getting some input from them too, and in Montreal as well, which is in October, November. Okay, and then once you've developed your recommendations and your findings, you check those against the terms of reference that is supposed to be continually referred to throughout the process, and you'll draft your draft report, which will actually be published for public comment. And that's a 40-day public comment period for those of you who are not familiar with the ICANN public comment process. It goes on the ICANN website. Anybody is welcome to share their comments there. The review team will then review the public comments that came in and make amendments to the report as necessary. And you can post the report for public comment as many times as you wish, although of course this review is 1 year, so the time is limited, but one public comment period is required by the bylaws, but the review team shouldn't need to do more. So then I already said you'll revise your report, and the ICANN board and the organization will again review the report and provide any feedback, including feasibility of the recommendations. And with that, after that, you submit the final report to the board, and you can all have a nice cocktail or cup of tea at that period, and we certainly will too. And then one or two only. after the final report, after the review team submits its final report to the board, it actually goes to public comment again, and that public comment is the board is putting it out for public comment. Yeah. So the ICANN organization obviously helps to facilitate that. Okay, I've lost my little screen. But anyway, after that, we will ask for one or two review team members to help to be implementation shepherds, I think is what the name of them is in the operating standards, who will be on call, I suppose, to kind of help answer any questions or provide clarifications. And obviously, you can determine that throughout further down the line. And I should say as well that the operating standards are, I think you all have been shared, I think Lars, our colleague, gave an overview of those. So they're there too to help guide the work and any of these processes. There's more detailed steps for each of them in the operating standards. And then the board will accept or reject the recommendations. Obviously, if they reject them, they need to provide a rationale for that. And any accepted recommendations, then they'll direct ICANN org to implement and develop an implementation plan for those within 6 months, I believe, is the timeline. All right. And then obviously after the implementation plan is accepted by the board, then we go and implement the recommendations. And we'll continue to monitor the implementation as things are implemented. So I know that was a very quick overview. Please, if you have any questions, we're certainly able to help try and answer them. But if not, I think I'll pass it back. Oh, Martin.
Hey, Jennifer, excellent overview. You've clearly been involved before, you know how it's gone. I think particularly on the last step where you say board accepts or rejects, and if you look to CCT, what you see is that some of the recommendations we felt we couldn't accept or reject because they were not made to us. So I think it would be good for us to keep in mind during the process to whom are we recommending things, and be aware of that beforehand so we don't have to go through all kind of communications about that after the fact. But let's take that on board right now.
Vanda, go ahead.
Yeah, Vanda for the record. Yeah, I expect that we can check against budgets and something of the recommendations beforehand, because most of those rejects are based on budget impacts and so on.
Wolfgang?
Wolfgang, for the record. You know, we discussed this already in telcos. Do we have an overview about the status of the recommendations of ATR 1 and ATR 2, what was accepted, what was rejected, or what is still, you know, flowing in the air?
Nega. Thank you, Cheryl and Wolfgang. So one thing I want to make clear, per the bylaws, this review team has to go back and look at the last review implementation only, so you don't have to look at ATR T1 anymore. That's already been done and reviewed and looked at. So this review team needs to go back to ATR T2 implementation of recommendations only to assess and evaluate the effectiveness of the implementation. And to that end, my team is putting together briefing material for the review team to tell you what was done to implement the recommendations one by one and what's been done since implementation has been completed, so you have an overview with all the resources that you need to refer back to for the implementation of the recommendations. We are expecting to release these documents to you by mid-April. You'll get it via email, so there'll be a briefing for every recommendation. And to that end, once the review team has had a chance to review all the material and content and the ATRT2 final report for context, then you will let us know if you have any follow-up questions, need clarification, would like any in-person briefings or telephonic meetings to get better understanding of certain aspects of the work that was done, and we'll go ahead and arrange that for the team. Correct.
Yes, Vanda, thank you for making your point as well. And yes, it's important to think of things being doable as well, and the implementation plan will be important in DES Plus interaction. But just to correct you on one thing, the board didn't reject CCT recommendations, also not for finance. We just say, let's look at the finance first, whether this is really what we want.
Cheryl Langdon, for the record, and thank you, Martin, because, of course, how we say things and the specificity and accuracy of how things are said is vital and something we need to pay very close attention to, because what happens is in 5 years down the track, someone, group, will be looking as an ATRT4 at everything we do or say. So let's remember not to have ambiguous statements as a result of anything we do. Over to you, Larissa. I think you were next, yes?
Thank you, Cheryl. This is Larissa. And I think Vanda asked the question, so I want to make sure to give a very clear, direct answer. Of ATRT 1 and 2 recommendations, all were accepted. There were no recommendations rejected in that grouping. And when ATRT 2 considered ATRT 1 recommendations to amplify what the point that Nagar made, they looked at how ATRT 1 recommendations had been implemented, and in areas where they weren't satisfied that the implementation hit the mark, they issued new recommendations. So that those became ATRT 2 recommendations, and that is the grouping of recommendations that you will be looking at. Also, the team will be able to share with you additional useful resources, not to distract you, because there's actually quite a bit of material, including the flowcharts that you're looking at. There's handbooks to put better explanations to the pictures for those of you that are not, you know, visual users of information. So we'll make sure to get all that to you. But also, starting with ATRT 2 time, we've been producing public quarterly updates on the status of implementation work. So there's quite a bit of material. And then with the new bylaws, once ATRT accountability and transparency reviews and the AOC reviews as a whole were brought into the bylaws, there is now a new requirement that we're working toward, which is to produce an annual review implementation report. So while it hasn't happened yet because no recommendations had been issued up until CCT, but that is in the works, and that is something that will continue. We endeavor to make as much information in this area public. Well, it's all public. Whatever there is usually all public, and there's quite a bit of material to review for those that want that kind of history and detail. Thank you.
Thanks, Larissa. Cheryl Langdon, off the record. Is there anyone else around the table or in the room? Pat?
So I have two questions, one for Martin and one for Nagar. So, Nagar, on the documents that we're going to get mid-April around ATRT 2, is your team looking at the outcomes and what was done based upon or through the lens of what the ATRT 2 timeframe was, or are we looking at through the lens of today?
Thank you, Pat. That's a great question. So the documents start with looking at what was done at the time ATRT 2 recommendations were accepted and implemented, and to a large degree, we are covering what's been done since then. So the changes that have taken place, obviously, after the recommendations have been implemented. Again, as Larissa pointed out, there is a lot of content and material available, so if you feel like the briefings do not cover everything up to date, we can always substantiate it and provide more information to the degree possible to the review team.
Great. This is Patty, and thank you, Nagar. And Martin, you said that the recommendations that were not accepted and were pushed out to for financial consideration on CCTRT, whose responsibility, who's picked up that in terms of addressing the financial issues on those that were not accepted?
It's a better way than rejected, because that's not what happened. Thank you for your careful choice of wording. In the end, it's the responsibility of the community what's accepted and not, and what's financed and not, because even the finance process is a community process. So that's one thing. I think that an important step in that is that we did agree with the former CCT review members to sit together in Marrakesh in an open meeting and really discuss, because it's our intent to get the best out of it. It's not our best. We're not trying to push anything back or reject or whatever. It's really how do we get this done properly and transparently in interaction with the community. So in the end, I think it will be a very transparent process where the costs will be clear, which will lead to a discussion with the CCT team. And I can imagine if it really leads to a shocking impact on what happens with the recommendations, we may even go back into community consultation or whatever. So there's by no means the board intends to just take decisions based on what staff says, what the costs are, to be very clear. Does that help?
Thank you. More than helpful, actually, refreshingly so. Cheryl Langdon, for the record there. Jennifer's just going to read to our record in this room and for the transcript some input from the observer's room.
Thanks, Cheryl. So Jim has commented in the observer's room. He says, as a follow-on to Wolfgang's question, even though ATRT1 is not under purview of this group, of this review team, it would be beneficial for them to know if there are any suggestions from ATRT1 that have not been fully implemented and why, to help inform the future recommendations. And just one more comment while I have the mic. I wanted to let you know that a review team member, Lou, has joined the team. Mine.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Cheryl Langdon North for the transcript record. And yes, Lou, welcome. I know you were hearing us because you were in the observer's room, and thank you, Brenda, for, as ever, working with all the communication gremlins to make sure we're all in the right place at the right time and hopefully even able to be heard. And what I might do is during our mid-morning break, if anyone who's on remote participation can take the time to work with Brenda and staff to double-check audio and to make sure that any interventions from our review team members is not going to be held up with, hello, can you hear me, and we'll get back to you time, that would be excellent. And the other thing, not having spoken to Pat about this yet, but Pat and I don't speak very much anyway, but when we do, we try and be polite, is whether or not we might have at least one, if not two, roving mics as we do the exercises, so we can make sure the people in the room are feeling engaged with conversation as we go around the walls. Just a thought, hopefully not an irrational one. So with that, hopefully Pat is ready to rock and roll on the specifics of the timeline, and I'm guessing Jennifer, but whoever is doing the magic in the AC room, if we could perhaps show the work plan deliverables, and indeed we would be referring to the spreadsheet document that I know the review team members have all got, but it might be worthwhile providing those small edits I suggested have been made. Just double check that they have been. There we go. I'm certainly happy for that to be, you know, labelled draft and go out to public as well. Obviously, this is a living document. We will be working on it in the next few days. It will become a final document shortly after we close our proceedings here, if all the good graces work together to make that happen. But I certainly have no objection. If anyone does, they can pop it in chat to this as a draft template becoming a public document. Back to you, Nega.
Thank you, Cheryl. Yes, to reiterate the comment you just made, this certainly is a draft document, a template it could be marked, because as you guys look around the room, you see a lot of big posters posted on the windows. These are exercises to help you work through your scope, and of course, as you work through the details of your scope and what you want the review team to consider, it will impact the timeline in your work plan and the number of subgroups you're going to have and all those details. So we'll start with this, of course, and I know we will revisit it later after scope is finalized, to try to edit it as much as possible.
So in terms of the timeline that was sent out and modified a little bit, is there any other questions or concerns or objectives around the timeline? Dates all look fine, achievable.
Good, done. Next.
That was really it. You did everything before that, Cheryl. So.
It's time to
all right. So, again, by June 3rd, we expect to have the terms of reference and work plan put in place so we can send that to the board, get some feedback from that. At the Marrakesh meeting, we've requested, I don't think we've got any feedback yet on whether we're going to have actual one-on-ones between this review team and the SOs and ACs so that we can get their feedback, because they will have it at that point in time, so that we can make modifications accordingly. And Nagar, I see you've put your tent up sideways, so please.
Thank you, Pat. I'm just going to keep this up sideways for now. Kidding. So the request has been sent to SOs ACs for Marrakesh. They have a select date that they will look at all the requests coming in for the Marrakesh meeting, so hopefully we'll have some confirmation from SOs and ACs soon for the one-on-one meetings you've requested. In addition to that, I know that, and I'm going to mention this now because you're going to have a discussion coming up, I know you had requested to have us look into the possibility of a face-to-face meeting right after Marrakesh meeting. We collectively looked into that possibility. Unfortunately, the answer is that it's not going to be feasible to do so. So as part of the planning that you will do for the planning out of the face-to-face meetings for the duration of the review, let's consider that and determine the next best time to meet after Marrakesh. To substantiate that, because I know you had concerns about being able to in detail capture notes and comments and discussions that you are going to have with SOs and ACs in Marrakesh, will be on hand to help support you and make sure you get everything captured so that when you do have your face-to-face meeting, all the material is at hand to be able to partake for the review team and distribute it amongst everyone for consideration.
Thank you, Nagar. So this is Pat again. So the other item for Marrakesh was the day before we were offered a room for the day so that we could collectively get together and prepare for our SO and AC discussions for those that will be in Marrakesh. And I know, Martin, you've already indicated that you will likely be in and out and less than fully available because of the board meetings. But is that still available to us?
Yes. So you are scheduled to meet on the 23rd. You have the full day. That's good to go, and everything for those that are going to be in Marrakesh, the room will be set up and we'll have proper support, much like you have in this room, for that meeting for your planning purposes.
Great. Thank you, Nagar. So then I would like to have at least at some point in time put together a doodle poll or a request to find out who will already be in attendance in Marrakesh so that we can make plans for the number of people that we would have on site. Will we have available to us Adobe Chat?
Yes, you will have a proper meeting just like this with Adobe Rooms, Observer Rooms, everything as we do for normal face-to-face meetings. And, yes, we'll take that as an action item to set up a doodle poll to see who's going to be there.
Excellent, Nagar. Thank you. And then the challenge will be, given that July and August tend to be more of vacation months for folks around the globe, is putting together the follow-up meeting. So we'll need to have a doodle poll that will be able to identify when people would be available between July, August, and I guess I would put the first couple of weeks of September to take a look at what calendars are for that point in time as well.
Sounds great. Action item noted. We'll do that as well.
Thank you. And then once we have that particular meeting, again, take feedback. That we'll of course, be meeting throughout that period, but take the feedback face-to-face, work on additional updates to hopefully at that point in time recommendations, because we'll have broken out separate work groups on what's been accepted from the terms of reference. We will have some ability to work through the recommendations together with the subteams and prepare for a final report, which will be delivered in October so that we can have our conversation again with the community in Montreal.
Very good.
Questions, concerns?
I think we have to organize a mechanism for feedback from the community. So my proposal is that we probably draft a questionnaire. What are the questions we want to ask to the community so that we get feedback? You know, I remember that in previous ATRTs, there was interviews with members from the community. If I see the schedule, there will be no chance to have broad face-to-face interviews because Marrakesh, it's limited, and Montreal is too late. So insofar, you know, we need to organize a certain flow of communication, so where we get as much as possible input from the broader community so that we have our findings and recommendations based on a certain substance which comes back from the community. Or we change a little bit the plan and we use Montreal for a series of interviews. This would be another option.
So this is Pat. Thank you, Wolfgang. So I think that the meeting in Marrakesh for the face-to-face is really our chance to meet and interview with the SOs and ACs as collectives. Are you suggesting that we do a survey or a questionnaire to specific folks prior to the publication of the terms of reference or as a subsequent input? Because the terms of reference will be accepted by the board, hopefully after we submit it to them, but it doesn't mean that it's not a living document post that that we can modify as we move forward.
You know, I had a lot of discussion in Kobe with various members of the community, and they were asking questions, you know, what you are doing, and where is the channel? We can, we as members of the community, put our satisfaction or dissatisfaction with ICANN as a whole or with the performance of the board. So that means we should open such a channel and just to invite questions or whatsoever, and probably to not just to say, you know, please send your comments or ideas to the ATRT. Probably we could formulate two or three questions where we have a special interest and to say, please, you know, in preparing our invitation, it would be good to get, you know, opinions from the broader community. So this would just enrich our basis. So that means it doesn't mean that we have to comment to send back to the community on all the comments. But, you know, otherwise we are just, you know, are dependent from the, let's say, very limited individual presentations we have here in the group of the 16. So, and to make it more substantial, it's the proposal, you know, to organize a mechanism. It could be a questionnaire. It could be, I think face-to-face is wonderful in Marrakesh, but only a small number of people will be in Marrakesh, not the full team.
So this is Pat. Thank you, Wolfgang. And I'm happy to put it to the group to decide whether we want to do a survey before the submission of the terms of reference, whether I want to do that. But I also would suggest that if we're going to open it up for a broad solicitation of ideas for us to review and take a look at, is that we have an adjudication process as to how we prioritize them, how we decide to, you know, we have to be very transparent as to what we choose, what we choose not to pursue, because we too are limited in the amount of hours that we have to put to this, so to make certain that we're very clearly calling out what we're not going to chase and why, and prioritize those items that we are going to pursue from the community and compare those against what we collectively would like to take a look at. Vonda?
Yeah. Even I agree with Wolfgang, I believe that there will be not open time for review what can come from the community. And my worry is about to receive too much comments and open up too much and not have, you know, adequate time to do so. So, Fields, I believe that we here, I intend to represent in some way our communities. So I suggest we address directly to our communities in some way and talk with them and get some feedback. And each of us review this small group of feedback and give it to the whole group. For instance, I'm from Latin American area, so, and the users, so we have a normal meeting, so we can get those feedback and, you know, put together and give it to the whole team this, you know, a resume of that. Okay? Thank you.
Daniel, for the report. I think here we are looking at how we are going to be engaging with the community, and because the meeting in Marrakesh is a good scoping point for us, but also we should put into consideration the cross-community working sessions, whereby if the review team members can come together joint with the community, such that we discuss the works that we have done, and then we fit in their comments and their feedback, I think is a very good point. And also to add on, previously we had mentioned about after the face-to-face meeting, how are we going to be able to come up with a concrete analysis of the work that that we would have scoped? I think that should be at the back of our minds, that we need to clearly analyze this data and then see how it fits within our framework of operation. Thank you.
Thank you, Martin, for the record. And just from my experience of evaluations, not from my board position, but I think the points that are made here are very good and also complementary. What Wolfgang says, we need to have a clear channel for people to liaise with us. And to also make clear, we cannot just wait and sit to floods of input coming over to us. So we need to also be clear what kind of information we can handle and how we can handle this. And I would say that next to face-to-face meetings, both in Marrakesh and Montreal, with different focus, would be important, but also to point out that we as members are approachable as well, and that preferably that we are always open to input and make that an important channel into our group. So I think for us all it's a task to take that back. Whether next to that we need to have specific questions for which we want a broad input beyond SOACE engagement, we should identify that and then set it up explicitly. But I would say not an open call for any input. Do that via the members. And if there are specific requests, let's make that a specific subject that we reach out for. As was discussed before, there may even be budget to have it done professionally rather than by us on a volunteer basis.
Thank you, Cheryl. So, Wolfgang, you admit two points that I wanted to comment on. One about distributing the terms of reference, work plan, scope of work, et cetera, to not just the board, but making sure that you can get community input on it. As has been noted in the operating standards, the review team is actually encouraged to share that information, your work plan, terms of reference, scope of work, with the SOACs informationally, and that gives them the opportunity to provide feedback if they wish to do so, if they have any concerns. You're also encouraged, as you guys are planning, to have engagement sessions with the community when you go into Marrakesh meeting, but engagement sessions are not limited to just face-to-face meetings, right? We can certainly send requests to different community groups to hop on a telephonic meeting with the review team to discuss certain things, to exchange ideas, to get information from them. That can happen during your plenary calls when we know review team is available, or we can schedule a separate time. It could be a subset of the review team, as it's always challenging to get a large group of people together, and then the subgroup of the review team can, you know, pass the information along to the rest of the team, so we can certainly arrange for that. And, you know, when you do engagement with the community, you can make it targeted so that you do ask specific questions, and Martin suggested, so that you can focus the sort of input you want to receive from the community on different parts of your work and not leave it open-ended, which may or may not result in the answers you're looking to get.
So this is Pat. Vaughn, I think that your suggestion on what us going back and talking to our groups is really a good one, and I know that I've asked the chair of the GNSO to for some time to have that conversation specifically with the GNSO, and then Erica and I have also had this conversation within the registry stakeholder group itself, and I know Erica's been carrying that conversation. Where Erica, is there anything that you would like to add based upon the requests and the conversations that we've had within the stakeholder group? Registry stakeholder group?
Pat, Cheryl here for the record. As Erica's typing, I suspect her audio may not be connected just yet, but we'll read to the record anything that she responds to in this. Yes, she's confirming she doesn't have microphone access. Erica, we'll try and fix that up during the break then, shall we? Pat?
This is Pat. So I guess I carried this up to the Montreal meeting, but I guess we put it out to the group for do we want to put together some specific questions to Martin's point that we would take back to our stakeholder groups and our supporting organizations and advisory committees. Do we want to talk about that at some point in time today, and is now the right time to do that, or shortly?
To be honest, Pat, I suspect we'll get these. No, leave it on. Any microphone in the room will pick up my voice. Martin's microphone will pick up my voice. It's okay. I suspect that these questions may fall out of our exercises and work today. So you'll notice there's a couple of whiteboards. Can we dedicate one of those whiteboards for questions? And while you're thinking of questions, and I'm sure, Demi's got some, Casey's bound to have some, think of them, put them up there, and at the end of the day as we wrap up, let's see if we can narrow it down to 3, 5, please, no more than 7 questions. That we will make public and will be the core speaking points as we go forward in community outreach and engagement, because it should have a solid nexus to what we do with developing our scope today.
Mrs. Pat, thank you for that suggestion. So, Jennifer, will you capture that as an action item, please? Thank you.
I was going to suggest I just let any mic in the room open. As we head to break, and I have no problem, I'm sure Pat doesn't either, if we break 5 minutes early, but we will have a problem if we don't start on time. Let me see if I can recap what I've heard. What I've heard is, in terms of outreach and our outreach plan, because this is what we are talking about, agenda item number 5 on the agenda. That we are going to create a small set of key talking points / questions that the community writ large will be able to engage with us on. We are going to give the community writ large the opportunity to interact with us in several ways. We will be available as individuals to be approached. Therefore, we need to make it publicly known that that is the case. As individuals, if we are approached, we each need therefore to undertake that we will bring that back to the next plenary meeting. We are not going to sit on a deep and meaningful discussion and bring it in 5 minutes before the final documentation is bought, just to be disruptive and difficult. If you hear from your Aunt Mary or the cleaner in the building that they have a problem with accountability and transparency and it fits with our scope, we meet weekly. Therefore, within 7 days, you get the information, you share it with us, okay? So then it becomes a standing agenda item in our weekly meetings to see what individual input people may have. Might I suggest that as previous ATRTs have done, we also ask staff to set up an email address whereby anybody from the community writ large or out there in the wider world, there is a world beyond ICANN, so I hear, and so anybody who, dare I say, wishes to make an opinion, and it is in our scope, could email us. Anonymously or not, I guess, or request anonymity if they want to, and that email is shared with the review team with the same timeliness that we are going to expect individual input. So we've got that sort of personal outreach. Vanda pointed out the opportunity for each and every one of us as review team members to also proactively undertake local outreach. Look for opportunities, correct me if I'm wrong, Vanda, look for opportunities within your local region, community, or part of ICANN, from whence you come to this table, where you can be a conduit, hopefully not a filter, a conduit, of input and information about what we're doing out to community and what community is interested in.